A note for parents. This story may not be suitable for younger listeners.
I can't believe our canoe sunk right out from under us. I wasn't scared, though, because I had my life vest on.
It's a good thing you did. It saved you from drowning like Jesus saves you from sin. Hi, I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening. Do you hear bad news and worry that something terrible will happen to you? Or maybe you're going through a tough time right now. If so, I have some great news. Jesus is a lifesaver. Not exactly the kind you wear on a boat, but the kind that makes tough times in life better. The Bible doesn't guarantee that you'll never have trouble, but Jesus promised to be with you the whole way. Just listen to John chapter 16, verse 33. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. Our story today is called, What If the Boat Sinks? Deja, what do you think of all this? Grandpa asked. Deja looked around at the beautiful landscape, the river rippling past the prow of the canoe, the tall pine trees, the fluffy clouds, and a blue, blue sky. It's okay, she said, dipping her hand in the water. You don't sound very excited, Grandpa said. Is something wrong? I'm thinking about the shooting we heard on the news, Deja said. What if something like that happened at my school? I'm scared. She clutched the sides of the boat as it wobbled. Deja, Grandpa exclaimed. The boat is sinking. What? Deja twisted around to see what he meant. His seat was completely surrounded by water with just the edges of the canoe showing. As she watched, his end submerged. I'm about to get really wet, she thought, and plunged into the cold water. But her head didn't go under. Her life jacket held her up, just like she knew it would. The boat resurfaced, now floating upside down. Shoes, rope, a jacket, and various other items floated around them. Deja, are you okay? Grandpa asked. I'm fine, she said. What just happened? The boat must have been taking on water for a while, but I didn't notice because I'm wearing knee boots, Grandpa said. By the time I noticed, it was too late. Let's grab a few of these things and push the boat into the shore. They chased down as much as they could. Then they swam alongside the canoe, pushing it with them. I just realized something, Grandpa, Deja said as they shoved the canoe onto the gravelly bank. When I knew the boat was sinking, I wasn't worried because I knew my life jacket would keep me safe. I guess I can trust Jesus to take care of me too. You're right, Deja, Grandpa said. Bad things can happen to us, but we don't have to live in fear. We can trust our life jacket, Jesus. He died so we could have eternal life, and nothing will ever separate us from Him. He promises to be with us in hard times, even when faced with death, and give us peace. So how about you? Do you worry about scary things that you hear on the news? Perhaps you've experienced traumatic events in your own life. The Bible doesn't guarantee we won't have bad things happen to us. In fact, it tells us to expect trouble in this sinful world. But it also promises that Jesus will be with us no matter what happens. He gives us hope and peace so we don't have to live in fear. Our key verse, once again, John 16:33.
Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world.
And our key thought for today, trust in the Lord. Did you know there are 1.9 billion kids around the world and each one of them needs to hear about Jesus? You can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It's a solar-powered audio Bible that holds a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. Each purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus? To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.